Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Florida, Tampa, Florida station, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live. And by the way, we also broadcast on selected Salem media stations out across the countryside in some of the largest markets in the country. And we're heard on a number of independent stations here, there, and everywhere, scattered in just for good measure. And, oh, by the way, we're also heard around the world via the Internet, thanks to the people listening to us in Germany and over there in India right now, large contingent in both places. And we're heard on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget that everybody's out there working on the Third Watch. We appreciate the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail out there, and our suicide jockeys hauling our petroleum products so we can go when we want, when we need to and we want to. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. Those of you on Facebook, we're the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And we're also over on MeWe, on Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter. Our handle over there is at Captain's America. And you can find us at our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to go, first of all, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right. Thank you for sticking around. And we're going to go over here to Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And her website is founderscode.com. And good morning to you. There they go again. It's 83 degrees outside on the porch and partly cloudy right now. So, Kyle, lead us in the pledge.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, under God, as Captain Matt emphasizes every morning, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're back once again with our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, we know that coming up, I think, here on Wednesday, July 19th, you've got the whistleblowers who are going to be testifying before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. So what do we know about that so far?
Well, we have now a veteran, retired FBI agent out of the Wilmington, Delaware office that gave testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee that Justice tipped off this Biden Secret Service team back in, I think, a day before Hunter was supposed to give some testimony or whatever he was supposed to do. Anyway, it tipped off the Biden operation on his criminal tax probe. And they were able to delay that encounter, and they delayed it long enough that the statute of limitations ran out. So this agent, this FBI agent, has now confirmed the testimony where he knew about certain details of the IRS whistleblowers. So now we have the Department of Justice with the FBI collaborating, well, maybe the word should be colluding, with the IRS and the Hunter Biden lawyers. So the two-tier justice system, really now it's got all kinds of shades of mafia tactics of how mafia would buy off police officers and judges. So this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. The Biden operation has got literally people embedded in the Department of Justice and at the FBI. I had gotten wind of this many, many months ago, but now we have testimony that's confirmed it. So what do we do next? Well, who do we ask? We can't ask the White House because little Miss Binder, Karine Jean-Pierre, she's not going to say anything. The Department of Justice is in denial. But now the House Ways and Means Committee has demanded that Department of Justice include all the testimony from the IRS whistleblowers and the FBI agent to the judge that will be determining the sentence now on the few charges that Hunter has been charged with. Actually be part of that file. We'll see if that happens.
Well, you know, James Comer's been saying that the whistleblowers are confirming, you know, the findings that they've already found in their investigation. And they've found out about these more than 20 shell companies and all this stuff that evidently now is tracking back with these whistleblowers.
Well, you know, the Democrats, you know, are still in denial on any of this. Well, what's particularly fascinating here is,
well, I tell you what, please just hold that thought real quick because the music's coming up. So we're going to hit, folks, we're going to be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to find out more about this. The Captain's America rolls on. Stay right there.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Already, our conversation with Denise Simon being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, all you got to do to find out what they can do for you is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and put in the vehicle that you're driving or vehicles. Maybe you're driving a car, maybe you got a truck, maybe somewhere along the line you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Get a price for all of them. You can bundle all that together in one policy. It'll lower your policy. The more you add to it, the lower the rate goes. And also, here's something for you. If you got a, maybe you got a homeowner's policy, maybe you got a renter's policy, maybe you've got a condo policy, because condos are different than homes, regular houses. You can also get a cost comparison for that and see if by bundling everything together, it would save you a bunch of money. Now, it probably will. So, the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And check out what they can do for you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back right back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
And we've got Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning again, Denise. Just if you would, sort of finish your thought before we just went to break. We were talking about, you know, they've got more than 20 shell companies that James Comer has found and that their investigative endeavors. Where is all this leading? You know, the voters certainly are going to find this to be pretty interesting, don't you think?
Well, I would hope so, but I will tell you that the media couldn't care less about any of it. You know, it's really kind of remarkable what little the media is reporting on any of this. And I think somewhere between Newsmax and Fox News are the only ones that are talking about any of it. I don't see anything from Reuters. I don't see anything from Associated Press. So I don't see anything from the New York Times. So, you know, who knows about it?
Well, exactly right. You know, also, you have Senator Rand Paul, and he's bringing out this idea that evidently Dr. Fauci, yes, he said Dr. Fauci, is now having a taxpayer-reimbursed security detail.
Limousine drivers, too. So, yeah, Fauci gets really all the same security driver detail that, you know, the president has. Isn't that interesting?
It really is, yeah. You know, because it's my understanding, I think Fauci was retiring, stepping down, basically. And but I don't know that, I guess they feel that there's a security need there. But it is interesting that it's so exorbitant in terms of the cost.
Well, I mean, will somebody in media report that other than Newsmax or Fox News? The answer to that's no. I mean, it's really, we're in an outrageous situation here. You know, there used to be something known as the fleecing of the taxpayers, and we're getting fleeced here. In places we have no concept of. And I guess, does anybody seem even remotely mad about it? Well, they can't be unless they know about it. You know, I hardly know what to say to any of it anymore. I mean, the outrageousness is really beyond description.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do a little politicking discussion here real quick, Denise. We did get a call, or I should say a message, I think, from a listener up in Salisbury, Maryland, from Jamie. And Jamie wants to know, is there anything going on with Donald Trump in the sense that he might drop out of the race, but yet really want to run as an independent? Do you see any indications of that? Would that be advisable for Trump or any third party candidate, even if they were as well known as Donald Trump?
Trump is he's a fighter. He isn't going to give up. There was a podcast out there that suggested that Trump is going to have to cut some kind of a deal here because of the case of Mar-a-Lago and the case in Georgia. And as part of a plea deal, they're suggesting that he would drop out of the race to keep from being prosecuted. I find it, no, that's just not going to happen. So we keep hearing about third party. And, you know, I understand, you know, that whole debate, but we already have a third party, and that's the independents. And, you know, they're not going to get any kind of traction. You know, I heard Larry Kudlow say yesterday something that was pretty fascinating, that once Margaret Thatcher said, look, those that decide to run in the middle of the road get hit by traffic going both ways. So,
right. Yes, it makes sense.
What would a third party really gain? What, you know, we're in a situation here where this is built in. It's not going to change. And I would argue that, you know, they're almost, any kind of a third party would be almost too moderate to be effective. I mean, we've got to go hard line. And, you know, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, how far back do we need to go to get our country back? You know, how many decades? I don't know what that answer is, but I think we're going to have to go decade by decade in order to get the country back. And,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so you know, in terms of obviously a third party could be a disruptor, what do you think the Democrat Party is going to do with Joe Biden? Do you think they're going to spring Gavin Newsom at some point just prior to the convention or at the convention? Or is that really in the offing? Or are they going to really put all their eggs in the Biden basket?
Somewhere between the Political Action Committee, the Biden campaign, and the DNC, they've raised $72 million.
Right.
They've only spent like $1 million. So that tells you that, you know, you've got a handful of major donors out there that are paying to keep Biden in the race. So barring any kind of Hunter Biden crime family incorporated investigation, he's staying in the race. Now, so where this other peace part goes between now and, I would say, you know, going into November and December of this year, I think really spells it out. You know, they can necessarily say that Trump is in trouble with Mar-a-Lago and the Georgia election case. Biden's in trouble too. So we have a crisis here. We have a true crisis on leadership. Now, don't think that our adversaries are not enjoying all of this and watching it all very carefully. They are. And you know, it's really hard to measure the global consequences of where we are with this whole thing. I'm a little angry that Trump has decided to come out and say that, you know, he could in fact end this war in Ukraine by forcing Zelensky to negotiate. Negotiate what exactly? Is Zelensky supposed to give up sovereign territory? Is that an okay thing? Because in my book, it's not. And that's what he's suggesting. I'm not happy on that one at all.
Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very complex issue. It's not resolvable in 24 hours or something like that, at least from a historical perspective.
Well, I will tell you that the conflict between Russia and Ukraine is going to play into this presidential election more than we can possibly know.
That's exactly right. All right, here comes music once again. Folks, we're heading to the bottom of the hour. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Check her out in the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, we're going to be right back with the Military and Veterans Report right here on the Captain's America. Stay right there. Thanks.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's urging the Senate to confirm more than 60 State Department nominees who've been blocked by a handful of Republicans.
These delays are undermining our national security, and they're weakening our ability to deliver for the American people.
Blinken told reporters on Monday he has serious concerns about the delays. He said nominees are being blocked for leverage on unrelated issues, calling it irresponsible. When it comes to Alzheimer's disease, one region of the country is seeing more cases.
New data published in the Alzheimer's Association's journal reveals that seniors in the East and Southeast United States are more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. The report, obtained through extensive studies of thousands of individuals to assess demographic risk factors. The estimates point to Miami-Dade County, Baltimore, and the Bronx
as having the highest Alzheimer's rates, correspondent John Schaefer there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, let me tell you, folks, if you're looking for a great career and you're coming out of high school or you're coming out of college and you're not sure that you want to become a teacher or whatever, and you got a little bit of mechanical aptitude, especially if you've come out of the military and we've been working on aircraft, I want to suggest the National Aviation Academy to you. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, and find out what they're all about, and see what it would take to become an aviation maintenance technician, make yourself a fantastic salary, and be set for the rest of your life, because you will never have to worry about a job or layoffs. You can work anywhere, literally, in the world with your certification. So, The best thing to do is to go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Check them out. You'll notice they've got two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., the other one right down here in St. Petersburg. Well, actually, Clearwater, Florida, right on the buffer edge of St. Petersburg and Tampa, across the bay from me and down to the south a little bit. That's where they're located, down west of the Clearwater Airport, St. Pete Clearwater Airport. And I've also got a hangar facility at the airport where they teach people the function right there. They got a shop. So, again, naa.edu, naa.edu. Tell them the captain sent you. Be glad you did. Call them up, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Call them up and take the tour. Ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
The Coast Guard was busy out your way, Kyle. Apparently, $158 million worth of drugs was brought in by one of the Coast Guard cutters, taken from smugglers in the Eastern Pacific Ocean, according to Coast Guard San Diego.
Wow, that is significant.
And it's more than significant. This is what the Coast Guard does off our shores, and they're very good at what they do, and I wouldn't want to mess with them out there.
Not at all. Well, any drugs that can be interdicted or confiscated is less than actually, you know, goes into our kids. That's very, very good.
Yep. So consequently, that's a really good story. Kudos to the Coast Guard for doing that, and of course, we're always happy to hear about good things in the Coast Guard, because we've got quite a Coast Guard presence right here with us. We've got their air station over at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, and then again, we've got one of their larger ship bases right here, too. Now, we're still hearing about the spans on a bridge, which are the links between the support piers over into Ukraine, which was attacked, according to Russia, by the Ukraine. Ukraine's not saying a word. And the bridge was seriously damaged. Not destroyed, but seriously damaged. It's going to take a while to get this thing fixed up. Because this was a bridge that Putin had built so that the trucks that needed to haul stuff back and forth between Russia and Crimea to get them to the eastern part of the Ukraine front, if you will, the war, could get the supplies there that they need in a timely manner. Now they've lost that supply route. So they're going to have to fly this stuff over there, right?
Exactly.
Which runs the risk of having him shot down, and we'll see how that works out. So what do you think about all this?
Well, I think that, you know, on the heels of this, you know, Vladimir Putin and Moscow has now declared that they're going to stop these grain shipments, and that's going to affect a lot of people, especially in Africa, that depend on these grain shipments. But they're ostensibly, Captain, saying it's not about the bridge. It's about other parts of the Black Sea's agreements that's not being implemented to their satisfaction. So it seems a little thin, but obviously this bridge, what they're calling the bridge attack, is driving a lot of this, I think.
Now, are you paying attention to the executive order that Joe Biden issued that would make it possible for up to 3,000 additional reservists to be sent to NATO's eastern flank? You've been watching that?
Yes. Yeah, we saw that come out here a couple of days ago. Yeah.
Well, they've already sent a couple of hundred or so advanced troops over there into the region. And that's going to be to probably have the other ones come in and have a way to be able to disembark and go wherever they're going to go. Now, it's going to be interesting to say the least, because the territory over there, firing missiles back and forth at each other, and drones going this way and drones going that way, jets coming this way, jets going that way. We're going to keep monkeying around until one of our bases over there gets hurt or gets hit by the Soviets, and I'm afraid that that's going to cause a real serious repercussion back the other way by us. I don't think we're going to be sitting there to sit on our thumbs. What do you think?
Well, you know, mistakes happen, accidents happen, and if the Russians make some sort of overt move or something like that, it could be sending us into a very, very bad situation, no doubt about it. But this is one of the things I think that sometimes I think they're banking on. I think that Putin wants, I think he's very desperate. I think he wants to find some way of getting this, breaking this war open in some way. But honestly, Captain, I think that he's not really fully there right now, because only a madman would try to make things worse at this point.
What do you know about the Navy cargo ship, the 19-ton cargo ship that ran aground this weekend in Bahrain? Is it still there?
You know, I don't know for sure. We can find out. But yes, I think it did do that earlier this week. Yes,
over the weekend. Yeah, and there was a picture yesterday of it there stuck, and the ships that were around it, the smaller vessels that were around it, I guess they had divers in the water or whatever. They were trying to figure out what to do. Obviously, you try to pull those things out backwards with a couple of big ocean-going tugs is what they'll try to do, I believe.
Right. I'm sure that they also have to check as well for any hull damage or something like that if it actually does run aground.
Now, I'm looking at the chat room. We got a message coming in there. I don't know what it is here. Oh, we mentioned Fauci earlier, so guess what I'm looking at?
Looking at the duck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the duck.
Yeah. Well, Fauci was in the news this morning. He is right. So there you go. Now, hey, good morning. Good morning, Jeff. It's always funny when we see that.
Jeff's up.
Yeah.
He's up. Yeah.
Now, the mines that are out there that have slowed down the Ukrainian counteroffensive, the small mines are stymieing the big old tanks and the equipment that's trying to move as fast as they can to gain ground and chase the Russians out of the areas where they're at. And Ukrainian forces have been trying to make their way through a variety and density of Russian landmines that they never imagined. So a lot of activity there. They're not just going to be able to throw their trucks into gear and here we come, right?
No, they have to clear the mines in some way, shape, or form. They can't just drive the tanks through for obvious reasons. So, yeah, it's a definite logistical nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other little thing here that I'm looking at. We're getting ready to, looks like we're getting ready to take a break here. So, here it comes. So when we come back from this break, folks, we're going to be talking about our great Truckers Highway and Byway report and where the weather is and where they're having trouble tonight, moving around, if you will. So, Kyle, don't go anywhere. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third
You're
Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and welcome aboard Orlando. Always happy to hear about you folks over there. And good morning, Pete. Hope you're having a great day. Now, this portion of the program, our conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Yep, that's right. They've got an Acura dealer along with all of those Nissan dealerships that you've heard about. Now, they're located here in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. All you got to do is go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Take a look at what they have there, and then schedule an appointment. Go take a look, or just drive on over there and see for yourself. Now, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors, too, get afforded some great deals over there for your service to America. Now, when you buy that new or pre-owned certified vehicle, you get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and while you're over there, talk to a live person or talk to the assistant, whoever, those are live people that monitor that, and tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for you, too. So there you go, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Thanks for sticking around, Kyle.
My pleasure.
And we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Well, Bidenomics, Joe Biden and crew are trying to push the positive spin on the word Bidenomics. They've embraced this term as their saving grace to win a presidential election, and I don't know what's positive about Bidenomics. I don't see it. Do you?
I would, again, I'd recommend to some of your listeners there. I've been covering Bidenomics extensively on my radio show and podcast, and
yes,
we do individual topics on there as well, breaking everything down. It's a marketing gimmick, you know, basically what it is. And when you have your poll numbers down in when it comes to the economy down in the 30s, you're going to have to try to reframe things. I mean, I'm going to go back to James Carville, you know, under Bill Clinton, when he made his famous campaign line, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're basically looking at, these are the kitchen table things that are usually what's most important. Not always. Not always. You can look at the last midterm election that we just went through and, you know, 2022, and you could say that, you know, obviously abortion played a big part in that as well, which definitely, I think, hurt, you know, Republicans and how that was handled. But, you know, this, you know, right now, you know, this is what Biden's running on, and he has to try to change his narrative here, to some degree. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people to think about things a little bit differently. They're trying to think about, get people to think that things are getting better and they're going to be awesome. And this massive government involvement in our economy is going to be beneficial. Now, I would recommend people to take a look at what's going on in China right now, where their economy is doing horribly. Youth unemployment just hit a record level over there. Yeah, they say that their economy grew at over 6%. It was below expectations, but it's not even close to that. The real estate market is a disaster. And the reason being is it's a command and control economy. And that's what we're trying to do here. You take a look yesterday, and again, I know this seems like it's off the beaten track, but Ford Motor yesterday, because they're not selling the Ford F-150s, they're just not selling, had to drop the price by $10,000. They're already losing money on this car. They expect to lose $3 billion in electric vehicles, and they had to lower the prices because they cannot compete with Tesla. And the reason why they're making so many of these cars is because the government's making them make these cars, telling them that you have to go in this direction or else. And again, this is what happens when you command and control out of Washington, D.C. You get people, you want to call them the elite class. They're neither elite nor do they have any class.
Mm-hmm.
And ones that want to run the country. And these are people that never built a business in their entire lives. They never won anything. They never had to come up with a marketing plan. They never had to make a payroll. And they want to run, you know, the economy. It's nonsense.
Well, I was out driving around, and sometimes I get on some side streets or side roads, and I don't really know where I'm going, but I'm trying to take a shortcut or find a shortcut. And I went by, and I'm not sure what kind of car they were, but I know they were electric. I want to say they were Tesla, but if they were, they were a different style model than what I'd seen before.
There's only a couple styles, Matt. I mean, really, you probably was something else.
Okay. Well, I think they were Hyundais or something like that. But anyway, there had to have been a couple of hundred of them sitting in a lot, just sitting.
Well, Hyundai is now, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, forbid any of the tax giveaways for cars, foreign-made electric vehicles. Those cars aren't selling. I mean, they you don't get the $7,500 tax credit, which I hate, by the way. Which to me, you know, that helped build Tesla too. But to me, that's disgusting. I've been kicked off about that for years. The fact that I have to subsidize somebody else's car, that I have to help pay for somebody else's automobile. But you know, that's hurting Hyundai and the sales of those cars right now.
Yeah, but you're not driving an electric car either. You're driving gasoline, right?
Yes. I mean, listen, I don't have any problem with electric cars. I really don't. I just don't feel that I should have to help pay for somebody else's car. If an automaker wants to make an electric car because they feel it's a good business decision,
okay,
have at it. Go ahead. I just don't ask me to pay for it.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You mentioned the term command and control. I think that's incredibly important because you talk about that in connection with China. Certainly, I think you got the elite. And I love what you said about the elite class. It reminds me of, like, Mike Myers, Saturday Night Live, and neither elite nor classy. I love that. Basically, they want that same kind of thing here. And that's because don't they want to demonize actual capitalism? I mean, in the sense that they want to make people feel that this is going to put them at great risk and so forth. That's why you need us to make sure that everything's going right. Is that a fair assumption?
Oh, it's everything. It's globally. Oh, yes, you've got to be there for workers and workers' rights and a fairer, safer economy. And then, you know, you got all this shareholder capital. I mean, it's nonsense, okay? It really is. It's not how the world works. It's not how we got to this point in time. And you know, I would suggest to people that believe in this stuff, I said, I want you to give slightly one example where it's worked throughout history. I mean, the Bidenomics reminds me, okay, back in the day when the Soviet Union would have 5-year plans. Yeah, we got a 5-year plan, you know, and how'd that 5-year plan work out? You know, Chinese tried that. We have the road and whatever initiative wanted to do. It's not working. It's not working, quite frankly, because guess what? These elites don't know. That's not how the economy works. It's like Mother Nature. It's like trying to control the weather is what it is. It's trying to control the weather. You can't control the economy. You got to let it flow. Companies are going to rise. Okay. Companies are going to fall.
We only got about 45, 50 seconds. Let me go to the caller real quick. Okay, good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you all, if you think this electric thing's a joke, wait till you get the repair bills when these things start breaking down. $42,000 here, $62,000 there, $18,000 there.
Okay.
They're junk on wheels, and that's why nobody's buying that Ford truck. Thanks,
Clyde. Okay. Yeah, he's right, because the batteries cost a fortune.
I mean, again, I wouldn't buy one of those cars unless there was like an ironclad warranty over a certain period of time. You know, you've got to drive it for a long time to make it actually worth your money in comparison. And the funny thing is that Ford is selling a ton of combustion engine Ford 1F. If they weren't selling the Ford F-150s, the regular ones, I mean, they would be in such trouble, it's ridiculous. And This is the reason. And again, you also got places in this country where it's cold in the winter, and the longevity of the car in the freezing cold weather in upstate New York and Minnesota places, it doesn't get the mileage.
Battery won't hold the charge either.
No,
that's the problem. All right, well, we're running out of time, Chris, so watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, that's your website, and we're always happy to promote that, because if they go over there, they're going to find out all sorts of things about you, and they can sign up for that newsletter you got.
Newsletter, and, you know, the podcast, we do topic-by-topic podcast every single day. We cover things like Bidenomics on a regular basis.
Good. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Okay, Kyle, you hang in there. We'll be right back, folks, with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.